Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good Friday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. We are coming to you live from our Half Street studios on 106.7 The Fan for the final time in March 2024. And we are in a giving mood today.
Oh.
We're going to be giving away tickets throughout this program. Here's the lay of the land. 3 o'clock, 1 hour from now, we've got a pair of Caps tickets to a game coming up this week to see the good guys at Capital One Arena as they make a playoff push. At 4 o'clock, Beltway Blitz time in 2 hours, our last pair of Caps tickets to that important game as they push for the postseason. And at 5 o'clock today, Nats tickets to opening day.
Yeah.
On Monday at Nationals Park. You got to be listening at 3, 4, and 5 for your chances to win the Caps or Nats tickets. We're giving away over those three occasions right here on G&D. Speaking of 5 o'clock, That's our final hour today. We're going to be out right at 6. Normally, we take you all the way up to 6:30, the longest radio show in the nation's capital. But Danny, the NCAA tournament action gets going tonight at 6, and you will hear Sweet 16 games right here on The Fan via Westwood One. So we are off a bit early.
Yes, indeed. We got one of those normal-length radio shows that I've heard so much about. Must be nice for them folks. But yes, tournament last night was great. Good sports night overall. Not as good for the locals as we'll get into it here in a moment. But that Alabama-North Carolina game was awesome. I mean, a track meet with some points scored in between. That was really, really fun. Two teams led to get up and down. They got up and down.
Little bit chilly today, but kind of beautiful. I think this is perfect weather. If you're like me and you're a hoodie guy and you prefer to run a little cool anyway, but this isn't necessarily whether you're designing in a video game. A little chilly for that. Like my kids were playing in the backyard. It was funny. The door was open and I kind of walked over to the door and they were out back on the patio. And I heard my daughter say to my son, she's 5 now as of last week, he's 3. And she said, "Nooms." And he like looks over at her. She goes, "Can I teach you something about nature?"
Love
it. He was like, "Yeah, Reagan." And she's like, "I'll teach you one thing about nature. Birds love berries." And then they started picking berries to try to put in our bird feeder. That's the game they were playing today.
Okay.
That's what I heard. But just funny to me that she wanted to teach him something about nature. So it was nice enough that they were outside. I went out to try to join them, and in 2 minutes, I was ice cold. It's like when you're a kid and you just stay in a pool forever.
Yeah, it's like the temperature doesn't affect them in the same way. Like now, if you need them to do something, then it's like every slight temperature variation is a national emergency.
Right.
We need federal aid and like to, you know, stop the news. But when it's like, "Hey man, are you comfortable?" Yeah, just kids in a t-shirt walking to school when it's 40 degrees outside or something like that. Well, always amazed at how they handle it.
Yeah, always uncomfortable at bedtime and they need something. I don't know what's more difficult. Getting a toddler to sleep without them telling you they're thirsty and they need something else to drink, or just keeping socks on a baby. You know, like you, wherever you are, you put the baby in the car, you get there, you turn around, the socks are gone. They're somewhere nowhere to be found.
Just in the void.
Where do they go?
I have no idea. For our guys growing up, anything placed on their heads, sun hat to protect from the sun, sunglasses to protect from the sun, a hat to keep you warm, was treated as like an invasion. It was treated as a personal affront, and they challenged each other. in terms of records for how quick they could not only get that off, either throw it at mom and dad or throw it out of a moving vehicle or throw it just away. It needed to be away from their heads. It was like, you dare challenge me? Watch this, old man.
Danny, you mentioned it was not a great day yesterday for the locals.
No, sir.
Let's get into a quick little recap of the night that was. Starting with opening day, we took you up to first pitch with Charlie and Dave yesterday. Nats inaugurated their 2024 season. Nice little kick to the shins.
Yeah.
As the Nats got things going.
But
good precursor probably of some things to come.
Sure.
Only real disappointment I had was Josiah Gray throwing the ball the way he did in his first ever opening day start. Couple of home runs. Problem 2 years ago when he led the league in that category. Last year was much better in that regard. 8 hits, 7 runs all earned with 2 home runs allowed for Gray, who lasted just 4 innings. So that was disappointing. And I don't know who Nick Martini is. The 33-year-old Illinois native, former 7th-round pick, who yesterday homered not once but twice for the Cincinnati Reds. But he can kick all the rocks, that guy.
Yeah, welcome to the Dylan G All-Stars. That is the classic DC sports thing, where a guy that otherwise he'll probably hit 5 or 6 the rest of the year, but so comfortable against Washington, blasting balls into the stratosphere.
This is one of those situations where if this was a playoff series, which...
Easy. Come on. We're having fun.
It's not.
It's not.
You would have to take martinis off of the menu at all the bars, mm-hmm. like sports bars or places in DC. We're not going to drink those anymore around here for a little while after his 2 home runs. But I was happy for Eddie Rosario. They signed him during spring training. And he made his Nats debut yesterday. This is a former NLCS MVP with 20 bombs last year. He hit a bolt in his first game. And by the way, that ball was crushed.
That was hit.
I didn't realize Braves fans love him. I guess they should because he was the NLCS MVP.
Took him to a World Series. Yeah.
I tweeted out the home run. No Nats fans cared. But man, was I going viral among angry Braves fans who were upset that he's no longer there. So I guess you're an NLCS MVP. They want you to hang around for a little while longer than a couple seasons.
Yeah, you can do no wrong.
As heard on 106.7 The Fan yesterday, this was kind of the lone bright spot for the Nationals, minus the kind of.
Now Pagan to the belt. Meneses on the move, the 3-2. Swinging a long drive to right field. Back on this one, Fraley looking up at the wall, and there it goes. The Nationals are on the board with a long home run for Eddie Rosario. About 10 rows deep into the right field seats. In his Nats debut, home run number one. And runs number 1 and 2 here in 2024 for the Nationals.
Tell him, Dave Jagler, as heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. You also heard the Caps game last night right here on The Fan, unfortunately.
Yep.
There's no good transition, so I'll try. Speaking of teams that got crushed and only had one highlight, the Capitals lost to the Maple Leafs 5-1. I thought the matchup might work out in the Caps' favor because Toronto was down some key players. Now, Austin Matthews, who had 59 goals going into the game, did play in the contest. The Caps finish a distant second. Nick Dowd with the only goal of the game for Washington. He scored in back-to-back. The only good news I can give you, Danny, Flyers got destroyed. Red Wings got demolished. Those are the two teams that the Caps are gunning with for playoff positioning in both the Metro Division. Got to be third or better to get in, or the wild card where only two teams get in. So they got plenty of help on the out-of-town scoreboard, but didn't help themselves very much.
Here's my good news. They don't play Toronto anymore. The only team to beat them in the last 2 weeks is Toronto, and that's by a combined 12-4 score. I'm good on seeing Toronto for a long time. If they match up in the playoffs, I will not be excited about that. Someone else can play and beat Toronto. That's fine. Whatever that matchup is, however that goes, Toronto constantly, constantly threatening to score in very creative ways and exciting ways. It's almost like they're doing a little checkmark challenge where it's like score with a tic-tac-toe play, score after a turnover, score on an odd man rush, and they're filling all their bingo boxes. They are terrifying. I don't know how they lose. Every time I've seen them, they have been absolutely dominant on stilts. It's unreal. I hate them so much. I'm good on playing Toronto in this calendar year.
I was watching the game last night with Bruce Boudreau, the former Capitals head coach.
It's not bad.
Yeah, pretty cool way to watch a hockey game, right? And was asking him, they have 10 games left at this point. How many games does he think they need to win to make the playoffs? And it sounded like he thinks at least 6 to have a shot, and 7 would definitely get him in. Now, that seems like a tall order when you look at who they're playing still. Boston, really good team tomorrow night at Capital One Arena, 7 o'clock puck drop. The Hurricanes on April 5th. The Lightning on April 13th. The
Boston
Bruins again.
Yep.
April 15th. Then there are just a bunch of toss-up games against teams that you're either kind of even with or a little better than in the standings. I'm thinking the Sabres, the Penguins, the Red Wings, the Flyers, which are obviously the massive games. But if 12 points is the minimum, man, would it be big to get at least one and get to overtime against the Bruins at home tomorrow night.
As you start to do the math, right, you're a point behind Philadelphia.
Who you play for the final game
of the season. And who you play.
By the way, those tickets would be good to get.
Yeah.
April 16th, now that game's in Philly. That'd be a hell of a fun way to watch a hockey game.
So you stay within a point or two of them, a couple games in hand for the Capitals. But if you stay within a point of them, that's the easiest and truest path, right? Is within the division, if you can catch Philadelphia, you don't worry about three or four other teams, like what Detroit's doing, or if Tampa kind of falls off. You don't have to worry about anything. You just are trying to attack Philadelphia. That's the way to do it. So, yeah, I mean, because they played so well here lately, non-Toronto division,
yeah,
they've given themselves a chance to have these really meaningful games, but that's the problem. You're playing nothing but meaningful games, seems like, every night.
I've got a question I'm going to ask you right now.
Oh.
Let's go Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style on this.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put the pressure on you.
All right.
April 16th, Caps Flyers.
April 16th, okay.
Does Danny Ruelle in this moment sign up for a win and in game? Lose an elimination game.
Oh.
Or would you just take
my chances?
I'm confident enough right now with the two avenues that I'll take their chances to get in over Detroit, that I wouldn't sign up for that. But would you sign up, fast forward.
Interesting.
2+ weeks from now, that final game of the season, they're skating against the Flyers to get in.
I think I'd have to know Philadelphia's schedule and Detroit's schedule and start doing some computations, which I probably couldn't do here on short notice. I'll say yes, I'll sign up for that. Because, this honeymoon thing that they're on right now is amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But how real is it?
I think it's a good question. I just think the Red Wings stink. I mean, they have completely fallen apart.
Mm. And that's a pretty good path, right? Is just to stay ahead of them.
Just be better than them,
yeah.
And don't let anybody catch you in that regard. All right. Thank you, Regis. We appreciate you. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style. How much college hoops did you watch last night?
A goodly amount, my friend. As I mentioned at the top, that Alabama North Carolina game, that was so much fun.
Sensational.
So much fun.
The kid from Alabama, Grant Nelson, had one of the greatest 10 minutes of college basketball I've ever seen in my life. I'm sure Michael Jordan was better. I bet that Christian Laettner was better.
Okay.
The 10 minutes of basketball that guy played at the end of the Alabama-North Carolina game was as impactful and as incredible as I can remember a sequence. What an awesome feeling it must have been as he walked off the floor, having just lifted his team up, mm-hmm. and basically said, North Carolina, no.
Not your time.
You're not going to the Elite Eight. Basically by himself. That was awesome what that kid did.
There wasn't a lot of defense played in that game. For most of it.
Well, Alabama was playing in the game, so that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's typically how it goes. But you look at some of these field goal attempts, right? Estrada, 9-17. Griffin, 6-12. Nelson, 6-9, who you just mentioned. Sears, 7-14. There's a lot of well over 50% plus in that game, just offensively, how good they were. And not much scoring from their bench. It was really about the starters. Carolina had a little bit more depth to it. But, man, oh, man, as they got up and down, the end game defense from Alabama. They all of a sudden decided, okay, we're actually going to play just a little bit, a couple sequences, and that's how they won.
Didn't know they had that.
Yeah.
Nate Oates, I don't know what he makes. That guy
should
be offered
pretty
sharp dude. The best job that's available in the country every offseason until he decides he'll leave Alabama. And I'm not sure how many gigs are better. You're going to the Elite Eight. You're a tournament staple. You got a chance to be one of the final teams standing every year out of the SEC. But he does a really, really good job with that program. Other just quick hitter notes here. I don't know why I ever back Arizona. Every single year, I fall in love with Arizona going into the tournament, mm-hmm. and then they kick me right in the you-know-what. Last night, they lose to Clemson. I don't know how Clemson's doing this.
Me neither.
They were a 6 seed out of the ACC. Maybe the ACC was better than we thought it was this year in getting them tested for this. Iowa State, who I loved because they destroyed Houston in the Big 12 championship. Really, really good game. Did you stay up for that one?
I did.
Good defense. Kind of the opposite, honestly.
Because Iowa State started so cold, and you knew they were going to find a way to get back into it.
Illinois might have the best player in the country right now. Three straight games of 25-plus for Terrence Shannon. He is just an assassin with the basketball. Scored 29 points in the game. He's been the leading scorer in the tournament. And then nobody's going to touch UConn. I bumped my bell. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Darius was like jarred. He was like looking over like, wait.
Why would you?
Did we just tease something? What's going on? UConn, 82-52 over San Diego State. You guys are all playing for second. Just so you know, keep trying your hardest. Do everything you can. UConn's going to be cutting down them nets.
Middle of the first half, the game is fairly close, right? And then you just...
9 points at halftime, yeah.
Yeah, but then UConn... No, but even before that little run that UConn went on, and it's like a boa constrictor. It's like a vice where you look up after a couple misses. Of course, UConn clears the rebound. They've got a couple great bigs and Klingon and the guy that comes off the bench for them, Diora, I think. And next thing you know, a couple threes, a basket in the lane, and now UConn's up 9. And then it's go back and forth a little bit. Then UConn somehow is up 16. And then they're up 25. You're like, this, it hadn't even done the best version of UConn. And they're completely overwhelming last year's national runner-up. Like, this squad is so bleeping good.
Big East night tonight. Creighton is playing Tennessee on TBS in the late game at 10:10 East time. The day starts with Marquette at 7 o'clock East time against CBS. They and NC State are going head-to-head. NC State, of course, went on a run where they won 5 games in 5 days in the ACC tourney, conference championship. They dethroned Oakland, who everybody was rooting for with the Golkey Express.
Mm-hmm.
But they have continued their journey. This was a 24-14 regular season team, have been kind of the story of March college basketball. Gonzaga, who I think a lot of people thought would lose by now, a 5 seed. Mark Few and the Zags have Purdue, the 1 seed. Zach Edey's the big 7'3" big man. God, does he get a lot of calls.
Yeah.
It's amazing how often he's at the free throw line. When you're that big, normally it's officiated, like you would think with Cam Newton or you know, somebody at quarterback who's huge, where you're a little less likely to throw a flag because just the optics aren't that guy's getting hacked a whole lot. But basically, if you breathe on him, he goes to the line.
A, he's great. He's as good a college player as you're going to find. B, think about how different the game is now. Like, that's round one, pick one in any NBA draft for the first 30 years of my life.
You mean pick 40, right?
Yeah, but now it's like, we think he might be,
get drafted.
Yeah, he'll get drafted probably. I mean, it's not like he's Tree Rollins or something. It's not like he's a loafing zilch. Like, he's skilled, has good feet, block shots, goes to the foul line. But this is now like kind of an afterthought in the NBA, just a different time. But yeah, I mean, Gonzaga, by the way, I think it's 5 straight Sweet 16s.
Yeah.
Just people should talk more about that. That's absurd.
Normally they're a 1 seed, 2 seed, something like mm-hmm. that, 3 seed, 5 seed this year. And here they are.
Just right back in the Sweet 16.
And then maybe the game of the night's at 9:40 on CBS, Duke and Houston. Duke's only a 4 seed. They didn't look like it destroying JMU over the weekend. I don't think they missed a shot in that game. They were on all cylinders. They play like that, they'll give Houston everything it can handle. 32-4 club that, as a 1 seed, is the favorite in the game, but should be a really, really good night of
intriguing matchup. Yeah, Duke shoots threes a lot when they make them, as they did against JMU. They can beat anybody. Houston's bread and butter is perimeter defense, great guard play, and just, you know, being really solid. I'm actually pulling for Houston a little bit here, not just because I hate Duke and hope they lose every game they ever play.
Is that a surprise?
But especially so because I think Calvin Sampson's one of those underrated, kind of overlooked coaches who has never really broken through tournament time. He's had some really, really good teams. I would love for him to be able to kind of, you know, get his flowers a little bit.
We've got Caps tickets at 3, another pair of Caps tickets at 4, and Nats tickets at 5 today on a busy Grant and Danny. Next, let's get into a mile marker having passed with pro days over. Drake May yesterday, Jaden Daniels the day before. Chance to take the temperature again at a new benchmark. What you're thinking with the number 2 pick. I want to give you the results on a poll of some Commanders fans and what they're looking for the team to do, and we'll get into figuring out what our listeners want to see Washington and Adam Peters do when they're on the clock at number 2 as it pertains to Daniels, May, McCarthy, possibility of a trade. That's next on G&D.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I posted this poll at Grant H. Paulson today. New mile marker, new benchmark for the Commanders and this fan base after pro days completed of the elite quarterbacks that they're considering taking at the top of the board. I thought this would be a good time to just take a temperature, see where everybody's at. What do you want them to do with the number two pick? We've talked about this in different ways at different points over the last several weeks. Draft Jaden Daniels, draft Drake May, draft J.J. McCarthy, or trade back. Those are the four options I provided. Now, there are some others that there's probably a handful of people out there that want Bo Nix number two.
Or an offensive lineman at two.
Of course. But of the most likely options, I decided trade back's more likely than trading up. And then it's Daniels, May, and McCarthy. So having garnered now a little over 2,000 votes, and the more people that vote, I think the more indicative of how you guys feel the poll is. So you can go vote now on X at Grant H. Paulson, if you would. But we're sitting at 43.3% draft Drake May. 39.4% draft Jaden Daniels. That's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about tens of people difference with a couple thousand votes. Meanwhile, about 5% of people want J.J. McCarthy and 12% want to trade back. So if you're eliminating one of these, it seems like the least supported idea from the fan base right now is to draft McCarthy. And there's a lot of helium for him climbing the board, flying upwards. There's also plenty of people now linking him to Washington. I know a guy we had on recently, Eric Edholm of NFL Network, actually did a new mock today where he had Washington not trading back for McCarthy.
Staying at two and taking McCarthy.
Taking him second.
Yeah.
So that's only 5%. But otherwise, of the big three, if you will, 43% say take Drake May, who they were at the pro day for yesterday. 39% say Jaden Daniels. That's kind of the infight within the organization as to who do you want, and then 12% say trade back.
Yeah, this is it's indicative because it's like, you know, a new article or a new mock or a new nugget, whether it's real or imagined, comes out, and then everybody, I don't say everybody, but many folks kind of change their minds, et cetera. We all have our preferences on this, certainly, but the salient thing here is that, or for me at least, I don't necessarily care about individual decision makers. And here's what I mean. I like Adam Peters a lot. I'm glad he's here. I'm thrilled that, in fact, that Adam Peters is here. It was the most important thing that they've done since Josh Harris and company took over was to hire Adam Peters. If Adam Peters flops and he fails, I don't have any allegiance to Adam Peters. In other words, to me, I don't care about him doing something that's safe for him. That's like a low ceiling but high floor type move for him. That's what's plagued this organization for so long. What was good for Ron Rivera wasn't always good for the team, if that makes sense. So to me, the approach that I have is I'm rooting for the next general manager in 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever. I want the highest ceiling thing possible because if it doesn't work, that's fine by me. The next guy, or maybe this guy gets another chance, whatever. I want the next highest ceiling thing. So the whole point to me isn't to be fine. The whole point to me is to be great. It's a long way of saying that some people who are risk averse when you're in this big spot because things have blown up in the past, see Robert Griffin or see Heath Shuler or, you know, name your draft pick, they want something that's a little bit safer. I don't care about safety. I know it's a long way of getting to the point where I'm going, I want the highest ceiling thing, because if it falls flat on its face, let's do this again in 2 years.
I'm trying to track it all. I think we think the same thing. I'm going to succinctly say where I'm at, and you tell me if we agree. I want the best quarterback possible at number two. Is that the same as what you just said? I mean, I'm not afraid of missing on a quarterback at number two, so I'm going to move back and take the safer offensive lineman and give myself more bites at the apple. I rarely pick this high. It's hard to get to pick second. The fact that they're doing it twice in a handful of years is, frankly, semi-stunning. They hadn't picked second before the Chase Young pick in 2020 since they took LeVar Arrington 20 years before that. Normally, you wait decades to get another crack at this. And it's very rare that there's this many good options at the quarterback position that high in the draft. So, like, if you go back to the last time they picked second, as an example, the LeVar Arrington year, you didn't have Jaden Daniels and Drake May staring at you at number two. Now, Herbert, as it turned out, ended up being excellent, and you could have taken him. Tua is solid as well, but I think that's kind of scheme and McDaniel created. I guess we'll see eventually. Helps to have Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
It does.
But you still had okay options as it was there, and I still think these two guys are better prospects coming out, maybe, than those guys were. Go back to the LeVar Arrington draft, where it was Courtney Brown and LeVar in the top couple picks. You didn't have Jaden Daniels and Drake May staring at you. So to pick second in a year where the quarterbacks are revered like this class is, where we're considering four to be fairly unique and six to be really good, potentially longtime starters in the NFL, and it won't work out that way, but that's the prospect profile of this group. This is a gift for them. This is a great situation. Take advantage of that and try to hit a home run. You got to get into the box and you got to swing. If you just sit it out and go, oh, I might strike out. No kidding. They've been striking out for 30 years. You got a chance to try to hit one over the fence right here and right now. That's better than the normal chances you get.
So, of course, we'd all rubber stamp. Yes, we all want the best quarterback. And I guess here's my distinction even within that I'm trying to get to. The guy that's the best in September of 2024 may not be the guy with the highest ceiling over the next 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody anywhere would draft the guy just because he's the best in September. When I say the best quarterback, I mean the guy that will be the best player at that position years from now is what you're seeking. The best player at quarterback, when we look back on this class, that's what you're trying to figure out right now. You cross Caleb Williams off the list because he's not going to be there. Now Daniels versus May versus McCarthy versus Penix versus Nix. Anybody else that you want to talk about? Which of those guys ends up being the best QB? That's who you're trying to find.
Yeah, I guess, so let me even try to parse it up further. I'm basically saying there's a guy that's got a great chance to be really good for the sake of argument. I'll say Drake May. He's got a great chance to be really good. The guy that's got the chance to be incredible and great to me is Jaden Daniels. He's also got a chance to be not that great, right? I'm parsing it up in a very overly simplistic way. So that variance scares some people. It doesn't scare me. I'm not worried about the downside.
Right.
Does that make sense? So I don't care about being safe. I don't care about solid. Hey, for the sake of argument, let's say people comped Drake May to Dak Prescott. That's a top 10 quarterback. That's awesome. That's not a dude that if he's making $50 million, you can just book an NFC title game appearance. See what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be caught in that spot. I want if he's on your roster, you're going to a conference title game. Mahomes level type stuff. I know there aren't many of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that tier, which means I'm the least risk averse I could possibly be when it comes to making a selection.
I mean, yeah, now we're just parsing up comps or kind of how we view the guys. I don't think that's accurate to Daniels, though.
Oh, not at all. But I guess that's philosophically all I'm talking about. I was about the specifics of the example.
Yeah. But the question for you guys then is, as we open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines, the latest version of now pro days, which you would think matter, more info has come out, more details have come out. Where are you at? Who do you want them to take, or what do you want them to do at number two overall? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Here's a fair question I think we could ask. I don't think people's minds are going to change at this point. In politics, as an example, I think most people, if you are affiliated with or kind of a party person, you're either blue or you're red or whatever, you're not hearing anything now that's going to change your mind on who you're going to vote for this fall, I would guess, right? There's some of us that are more in the middle that are independents or whatever, where you could go in either direction based on hearing something that matters to you. But I think by and large, people are aligned. I think on this, there's a bunch of people who have liked Daniels all along, a bunch of people that have liked May throughout the process or whatever. I don't know if a lot's going to change with a pro day or with a meeting or because you hear something or because Ton Lavero's writing a column about Jaden Daniels' mom or because someone says that Drake May, well, I'm making something up, but, you know, Drake May
has never had steak,
eats too much barbecue, you know, whatever it is. Like, I don't know if you're going, oh, I got to add that to the equation. Now punch in my algorithm and it spits out. Oh, no, it's a new quarterback now. It's a different guy. I all along, my computer's been telling me to take Daniels, and now it's saying May. I think people are probably dug in, but it is a good new benchmark and mile marker here. A month away, pro days, meetings with the team, seeing how they interacted with the players a little bit on the field. Who would you prefer them to take? 800-636-1067. Do you think people's minds can still be changed or they're open to that?
I'd say maybe. Maybe. Like, the majority are probably in that I've now made up my mind. I've decided this is where it's at. And the only data I'm seeking out confirms that, right? I think that's how people are these days, right? Because you can find whatever information you'd like to support your case, I'm sure. So I do think there's a portion of the population, though, that's whatever they do is the right thing. They're in that mode because this is new brass, new leadership, Harris Ownership Group, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark and company. Whatever they decide is the right thing. So if it's Michael Penix at 2, that was the right call all along until, you know, proven otherwise. So they'll, you know, they'll swallow whatever pill they're given from the local franchise. But for the most part, I think you're right. The data points are kind of logged, and, you know, I don't think anything else is really going to change someone's mind unless there's some sort of major red flag that develops, whether it's an off-field issue, whether it's an injury, something comes up in medical. Then maybe you'd get someone to change their mind, I suppose. But none of the data that typically comes out from here on out, where no games are played, there's no more bowl game, there's no national championship, there's no tournament or anything. It's private workouts with shorts and T-shirt and reports from scouts that are there.
Just thinking about the feeling in studio, it's no wonder to me that it's always so close when we take calls on this, in terms of quantity, number of people in both camps or whatever. Like right now, about 2,300 votes. 43.5% are saying May and about 40% are saying Daniels, which is within the margin of error, if you will, to use a political term. It's neck and neck. But in studio, like, you would take Daniels, I would take May. I think, Ryan, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've said May. I think you would take May. And Darius, I thought you were a Daniels guy, but I just asked him a minute ago, and he said he doesn't care and he never wants to hear anything about it again.
Is that a good summary?
Getting that right?
It's pretty good summary for the most part. Yeah. Now, I would say if you're
the right business, by the way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it feels good being on the fence.
Yeah.
It does. It's much more peaceful here. If you hung me over a bridge and said, pick one now, I would probably say Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Yes.
Why are you... Because I talked to you about this a little bit before the show, so I have a feeling, I have an understanding of your feelings, but our listeners don't. You're not over this out of anger about either one guy. You just can't stand to see the fan base at odds because you're too nice.
Yeah, the fan base being at odds is just kind of put me at a boiling point and annoyed me to the point where I'm just kind of over the whole process, which sucks because I should be excited about the potential of us getting.
You should be so giddy.
I should be absolutely.
You should be Josh.
A month from now, the Commanders.
I don't know
are
if I want to be Josh Giddy.
Well, not yeah, no, I take that back.
A star quarterback. A month from now.
Yeah. Should be great.
Enjoy this.
I will. But you know what I'm going to enjoy? I'm going to enjoy my team's new shiny GM making that decision for us. Because I have no influence on who he's going to pick. You know, he's going to make the pick, and I'm
You're
just going to trust.
I
have to
it
at does, this point.
Doesn't matter what I think. I'm just a fan.
Are we walking on the stage and picking that player?
Well, no, but we could do that about everything that ever happens.
You're totally correct.
Never have an opinion on anything at all in sports. We'll see you guys never on the Grant and Danny radio program.
You're totally right. But you know what I'm not doing? I'm not fighting other people because I don't like Drake May as much as Jaden Daniels or vice versa.
That I totally get.
Yeah.
Completely understand that. You're also way deeper into like Commanders X than I am, where you're like seeing the interactions of fans.
It is not a great place to be, I'll say that.
Yeah, so many of them have yelled at me or called me fat or just whatever it is over the years. I don't see any of it anymore. It's all muted to me.
Why do they love attacking weight, by the way? That's just so unnecessary.
I'm a giant fat guy. It's so easy. Like, it's the easiest group to attack. You know, what? We're just going to lay there and take it. What do you expect? Danny, Jaden Daniels.
Daniels for me.
You and I are kind of in lockstep on the other side. You're Jaden Daniels, but you'd be fine with May.
Oh, 100%.
I'm May, and I'd be fine with Daniels.
Yeah. I'll be happy either way.
I'll go one step further, and this is where we'll disagree. I'll be fine with J.J. McCarthy,
too. It's a no for me, dog. Not a two. You got to trade back.
Get me a quarterback. Show me potato quarterback. G&D on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Remember, we got tickets for you all day long on G&D, starting at 3, pair of Caps tickets. We got the good seats for you, one of their upcoming final 6 home games of the year. We'll also be giving away Caps tickets at 4 and Nats opening day tickets at 5 when we're joined by Tony Pauline, who covers the NFL draft. So make sure you're listening at those times. Speaking of the draft, who would you draft at number 2? Something we've asked a few different ways at different points over the last month, but this is a major benchmark now for us to stop and take some inventory. The last 2 days, Daniels and May have had their pro days. Let's go to Paul, who's in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
All right, fellas. It's always good to listen to y'all talk, man, because y'all hit on a lot of different points, man, you know. But I'm with Jaden Daniels, man. That's who I want to pick. I haven't changed from that. And if they were to pick Drake May, then that's my quarterback. You know, because I know you said we got fan base that's saying, okay, the owners can do no wrong. I'm in that point, but at the same time, I would like to see Daniels. That's who I'm looking for, and I think we can move forward with that. You know,
give me quickly why you like Daniels.
I like Daniels. I like his skill. I like his arm. I really like his arm. I like the way he can create a lot of more activity in the passing game, and I think he can prolong the play. He definitely can extend the play.
Oh, he'll be doing a lot of that at the next level. Paul's in Wardorf. What's up, Paul? How are you?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
So I got to tell you, I changed my mind there for some time. I think McCarthy's where it's at. Ooh. I think it's Peter's type guy. I think he's going to try to move back a couple spots and see if he can grab McCarthy and another big pick. That's where I'm at.
You think it's going to happen that way?
I'd like to see it happen that way. I think he's most pro ready, and
ask you this, Danny. Thank you for the call, Paul. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you, buddy. You are adamantly against McCarthy at 2.
Right.
We don't need to talk about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If I was to tell you they go back to 4, knowing they're getting one of the guys, probably McCarthy,
mm-hmm.
they get McCarthy at 4, and by going back 2 picks, they get a pretty strong haul. Maybe it's a 1 next year and a 2 or a 3 this year with a 4 or 5 this year or something like that. McCarthy, 2 picks this year, including a pick, we'll say, in the top 65,
mm-hmm.
and then a 1st next year to move back 2 spots. Are you okay with that?
Cool with that, yeah. I mean, you need to end up with your franchise quarterback out of this draft. Like that's the only thing I really care about. Who I would take it to, I have pretty strong preferences
but you'll be
for two
upset
guys.
If they go McCarthy at 2.
Yeah, I think that would be the wrong call.
I think people should be okay with that. If they go back to 4 and get picks and get McCarthy, who's flying up boards as he meets more and more,
then that's pretty awesome.
Did a lot of winning in college while not asked to do a whole lot, obviously, but clearly has more in the tank than what we've seen. I think people can get behind that. what people really don't want, only 5% of all the folks voting on a poll, what should they do it to, is just sit there and take him over May and over the Heisman Trophy winner who had 50 tutties and 4 picks in the SEC, Jaden Daniels.
Big
Mike's in
D.C.
Mike, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Thank you, guys. How's it going, man?
Good, buddy.
Good.
I'm listening to you guys, man. I'm just like, I totally agree. I would ask, if we were to do the McCarthy thing, how do you think the majority of the fan base would feel? You
angry.
Know,
at like, two, but, they'd be ticked off, I think.
Well, I even think if they go back two spots and end up with him, they'll be angry. Because
that sounds like a great plan, but I'm just like, man, I think that would be like gut-wrenching to the fan base.
I agree. I think you're right.
So we got to go with Jaden.
Daniels is your guy? Good to know. All right, 85%, if I'm doing the math correctly, right around that, of my little inexact poll of 2,500 fans here, when asked what do you want to do, want Daniels or May.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the rest are trade back or McCarthy. So to trade back and get him, you know, around 16% or something like that. So if you're asking how will people view that, not nearly as many will be livid as if they make the call at two for him. But I still think you passed on May. We've been talking about him for months as Herbert or Allen as an upside. You passed on Daniels, who people somewhere between you know Lamar Jackson and Randall Cunningham and all these guys, right? I think people would be salty, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
What matters is what happens after that.
Right. And
are you right?
And you'd be judged accordingly. I mean, quite frankly, when you draft Chase Young and you don't draft, now they were great because they didn't draft Jeff Okuda, who's been on a couple different teams, hasn't been very good, but you miss on those quarterbacks. When you pass on two options, everybody rightfully so should be tracking what those options do. Are you better off as a team? Are you adding more wins above replacement with the third or fourth level quarterback and an extra first round pick over the next couple of seasons? It's a very reasonable exercise for fans to go through.
I've got a very important update for people who love food that I want to give you guys next. Also, a Nationals fan ruined a really good thing in town. They did. They decided they were going to ruin something good for a lot of people because they didn't get to benefit from it. Very selfish. We'll talk about that next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.